Hello and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast by Opus Partners. I'm your host, Knight.
Andrew Nicholl.
It's our show. We're talking about how much more expensive are new builds compared to existing homes. It's quite interesting. There's new data out from CoreLogic, and we've had a good old chat to our friends from CoreLogic at the NZ Property Market podcast to actually dig into this question. Now, Andrew, how much extra are Kiwis paying for new builds?
So, according to CoreLogic data, the average difference since 2002 is you pay an extra 6%. So, right now, where we are today, new builds are 5.6% more expensive than existing properties. So, the average existing property is $768,000. The average new build is $811,000. So, the average new build is $43,000 more expensive than the average existing property.
And when we say the price of a new build versus the price of an existing home, we're not saying identical homes, right? So we're not saying a four-bedroom existing property in Taupo versus a four-bedroom new build home in Taupo with exactly the same specs. We're just talking about the average sale price of a new build that has happened to come to market versus the average price of an existing property that has come to market. So they could be slightly different properties, right? In slightly different locations. But just on average, this is what we tend to see. So here's how I would not use this data. I would not see a new build and existing property next to each other that are exactly the same and say, the new build will be exactly 5.6% more expensive. That's not how you use this data. How you could use this data is to get a sense of whether new builds are feeling a bit cheap or a bit expensive compared to existing properties. So what would that look like, Andrew?
So as I said before, the average premium is 6%. We're currently at 5.6%. So you probably could argue, okay, right now we're pretty comfortable. We're pretty on mark, actually, if anything, a little bit below where it ought to be.
Yeah, whereas if we compare that to, if we go all the way back to 2003, the average new build was 12.6% more expensive than the average existing property. So at that time, you'd probably say, okay, there's not much discounting going on. The premium that you pay to buy a new build compared to an existing property back then was very high. If you then come to another period like 2019, that new build premium again was very high. It was almost 15%. We're a lot lower than that today. So new builds are looking better value today compared to what they were in 2017, 2019. But what's really fascinated me here is how much it changes. So if I take you back to, let's call it 2011, 2009, the average new build was selling cheaper than the average existing property.
That's surprising to me.
How is it that the premium might become negative? Because you remember 2009 under the property market, whereas I was still a youngster.
I'm thinking that maybe, this is the time when developers were really hurting, which, arguably you could say that that's pretty close to where we are at the moment. Maybe people were just offloading stock because they had to.
Yeah, I think there was probably a lot of dumping of stock on the market. And just to give you a sense of that, back in that time period, 2009, 2011, I think it got down to 11,000 consents per year. So there was not a lot of development activity going on, probably because developers were really, really hurting and needing to dump stock. Today, we're at about, 37,000 consents happening. But what's interesting is back in 2022, so 2 years-ish ago, new builds and existing properties were selling for roughly the same price. What was going on there?
Yeah, again, I think you're entering a time where developers had the surplus stock. They'd completed a whole bunch of properties. You had all these bullish developers buying land, doing developments without the pre-sales. Then they had to dump stock.
I think the other thing there is the demand was so hot for properties back there that people really wanted existing properties and were bidding up the price of these, bidding up the price, and the price keeps going up and up and up. And so I think it probably has something more to do with the fact that existing property prices started spiking a lot faster than new build sales prices at that stage. And so the price of the average existing property caught up to the price of a new build. That's what was happening at that stage.
It's really interesting to see when you're showing that, just that those two times in the market where we knew there was this massive building boom going on, developers really bullish, buying up land, and just how that dumping of the stock really affects that premium.
And that probably tells you again, that's when new builds start to be really good value compared to an existing property. God, I wish I had this data a couple of years ago because this would have been really helpful for a lot of our investors.
So Ed, just digging into the data, Does this tell us about capital growth, or does it tell us that new builds sell faster than existing properties or slower than existing properties?
Well, it doesn't tell us whether new builds or existing properties go up faster, right? So it doesn't tell us that the price of an existing property goes up faster or slower compared to a new build. And the reason this data doesn't is if you think about the price of an existing property, it can be sold over and over and over again, and every single time it's an existing property. With a new build, when you sell it, it's only a new build once. So it only occurs in this new build series once. It is the sale price of a new build, and then the next time it sells, it is now considered an existing property. So this only tells us in February 2024, what was the average price that someone paid for a new build, and how does that compare to the average price that somebody paid for an existing property in that same month? It doesn't tell us whether one goes up faster than the other. I'm currently working on that with CoreLogic to get some data, and it's quite exciting how we're designing this kind of data experiment, I guess, to get this out. I haven't told you this. How much do you think we're spending on that data?
How much are we spending? Yeah, how much?
Take a guess.
$5,000?
No, it's more than that.
$10,000?
No, it's less than 10 grand.
It's seven and a half.
It's about 8 grand for that data.
Oh my God.
But it will be
for a bunch of numbers on a spreadsheet.
For a 15-minute podcast. But we will do it anyway because I think that is a question we get a lot. Yeah. It will be very beneficial for a lot of listeners out there.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you. So two questions for you that I've been thinking about when I'm looking at this. Why are new builds more expensive on average? And the second question is that premium worth it?
Well, the first question was, why is it more expensive? Well, new builds are built to a new building code, and so there's a higher level of insulation. This is way different to, you know, back when you had a single glazed property with, you know, hardly any insulation, some newspaper basically in the walls. And actually, doesn't your brother-in-law have something to do with insulation for foundation now?
Yeah, so what happened was the building code changed. He's a clever Italian guy.
Good looking as well.
Disappointed. Recently went away for the Easter break. Well, I knew I was the ugliest person there.
You wouldn't want to go swimming with him. I'd imagine he'd be a chiseled Italian stallion, would he?
Why are you hurting my insides, you know, with those facts? But yes, so the building code changed.
Yeah.
And now you actually need insulation for the foundation.
That's crazy, isn't
it? And so he started a company that imports insulation specifically for the foundation. And anyway, I'm going off on a tangent, but he said, Ed, you know, this is completely a waste of time anyway, because we all know that heat rises and goes up. So little heat is lost from the foundation. It's not worth insulating, but he'll happily make a company out of it because it's now required by New Zealand law. But Andrew, coming back to this, my second question is that premium worth it?
Well, I'm completely biased because we own an investment company that helps investors buy new build properties. So sure, I'm going to say, yeah, it's definitely worth it. But let's face it, new builds are not the right option for everyone. So if you want to buy a property that's probably going to be lower maintenance and is going to attract a tenant, you know, arguably quicker because, you know, you've got a nice, warm, dry, safe home. And you can do it with a lower deposit, 20% rather than 35%. Absolutely. New builds may be worth paying the extra premium for. If, on the other hand, you're a bit of a handyman, you want to buy a property that you can renovate, get the higher yield, then no, don't pay the premium. Go buy an existing house.
And just because the premium's there, I want to be very clear, that doesn't mean that you're buying a property that is, so average price of a new build is currently $811,000. That doesn't mean that you're paying more than the property's worth or above a market rate. It's just saying that if you go and buy a new build, it is going to cost more money. It's going to have a higher purchase price compared to the average existing property. Now, the big question that I want to finish this with is the premium likely to go up or down? And, you know, do we think it's going to go up or down over the next couple of years? And I'd kind of hazard a guess that premium is probably going to go down. And I think it's because the cost of materials is not going up as fast. So the latest data out of Stats NZ says that, you know, the cost to build a new home went up 3.6% over the last year. Now, developers will always tell you, oh, building costs going up a lot. And they'll always pick out a specific building product that has spiked in price. But the average has only gone up 3.6%. Over the last year. So there's not as much pressure from building materials increasing price as there has been over the last couple of years. I think the change in tax rules with interest deductibility going will create more of a level playing field between new builds and existing. So that might slightly decrease the demand for new builds relative to existing properties. So that might nudge the price of existing properties up as investors come back into the market. And I think it's still a bit of a slower market for developers. They're still needing to negotiate. And so that new build premium may start to come down as well. But important to note that on average over the long term, new builds are about 6% more expensive than existing properties. We're just slightly under that at the moment. And if the premium drops a bit, then yeah, I think you'd say new builds are looking fair value compared to existing properties. Right, let's wrap it up there. But please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the Property Academy podcast. It really does help us get the message out to more people. And hey, if you want to check out this data and kind of more of the technical detail, go check out the CoreLogic Property Podcast. It is called the NZ Property Market Podcast. They release a new episode every Monday, and that's with Calvin Davidson and Nick Goodall. And thanks, boys, for helping us out with providing some data for this podcast. We really appreciate it. Thanks for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Steve McKnight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
We're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you get the most out of the New Zealand property market. Until next time.